Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy Mr. Justin Rudd and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, our next guest is Mr. Wade Derby. Now, Wade is a hunting consultant. And the name of his company is Crosshair Consulting. Wade is the guy, if you want to book a trip in South Africa and you've never been to South Africa, or you want to hunt up in Saskatchewan for big deer, he's your man. Or if you want to hunt in Texas, he's been doing this for decades. So, Wade, thank you for being with us, and I think the information you share that you're going to share is going to help some folks. So, appreciate you taking the time to be with us, buddy.
Thank you. I sure hope I can help.
You can help, I'll guarantee you. And I think just what I mentioned, a person that, very few people, hunters, have been everywhere. But the bottom line is you just about have. Say South Africa. You're going there this spring, I think. Again, I've probably been there many times. But, you know, they can – what you do as a hunting consultant is you're the first line of information. Folks can not just email you or whatever, but get a hold of you on the phone, go to your website, and you can tell them firsthand what it's like being there, right?
Absolutely. I go and check out places at my own expense, network with different people, and when I can afford to do it, I'll go and do a hunt, do the research on the place, meet the people that work there, the outfitters, the providers. Sometimes they're startup places, and I will give them some suggestions on what clients are looking for, but ultimately, I'm kind of a secret shopper, if you will, and I go and check it out, and if it looks like a solid place to send people. I'm not a broker, I'm more of a marketer. Mm-hmm. But I have a business agreement with the outfitter, and I start marketing and selling hunts for them.
Yep. And the good, or the real, what's really helpful is the fact that I've never been to Africa hunting, and never will be, I'm sure, but I've got many, many buddies. Most of my friends have been. But you could, they could ask you questions that are very pertinent to that, to, well, what kind of caliber would you recommend for plains game? Or I'm a bow hunter, what type of a hunting operation should I try to look for? Cape, once I kill a Thompson gazelle, how do I get that cape back to the United States? All those questions, that you can answer them. And then at some point, I'm sure, they move from you to the outfitter that they're going to be hunting with, right? I mean, you'd hook them up with them.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, I try to talk to the hunters as much as I do the outfitters, and I try to match good people with good people. Some mm-hmm. people have different requests or different things that they're looking for. Even people that have hunted all over the world, they'll contact me and say, hey, I'm after a specific species, or I'm on a quest for this or that. And I try to match, outfitters and clients up. And I kind of stay as a liaison with them through the whole trip, even once they've talked to the outfitter. I have other networks or resources like customs brokers that help import animals. I don't really do taxidermy referrals, but I certainly have no problem passing on who I use for taxidermy. Some right. people ask that, things of that nature.
Yep. A lot of people, have their own, most hunters, honestly, have their own taxidermist. They're usually local to where they live as a rule, so. That well, that's all important too, right there. And then I'll tell you for a good for instance, folks, with Wade, I actually Wade and I became friends in a unique way because in Red River County, Texas, northeast Texas, where I was raised, one of Wade's clients, I guess we could say, has a hunting ranch up there. And it was the ranch is actually 10 miles from where I was raised, and that was a connection right there. But then I started visiting with you, Wade, and I learned a lot more about what you do. But all your services are not necessarily distant places. I mean, we're not, well, for instance, you know, you work with Bart that has the ranch there in Red River County. So that's a deer, trophy deer, hog place, mostly deer. But if you're in that neck of the woods, there's going to be some hogs. And I'm going to actually go up and do a magazine article with Bart here in a couple of weeks for the and also for the newspapers there that I write for. So in the U.S., another case, Wade, that I think would help people understand what you do, I've got another friend, Samuel Old, in Virginia. He's got a manicured several hundred acres full of, and he really manages for big deer, open range, free range, and lots of eastern turkey. Well, that, you know, you're going to go there, you're going to check it out. I already think I know what you're going to think about it. It's pretty awesome. But, you know, you're not going to say come, you're going to go there and experience it first, right? Then you can talk about it.
Oh, exactly. I'm trying to work out some dates right now to go to Virginia and visit with them, see the place and do a turkey hunt in the spring. And, you know, if all goes well, start there and potentially do a deer hunt there in the fall. And so we can do to help, you know, get some quality customers for them and match that situation up. And that'll be kind of a unique thing too, because it'll be mostly a do-it-yourself hunt, which, you know, with the rising cost of hunting, I have more and more demand for people that are looking for a do-it-yourself situation to save a few dollars but still have a quality trip.
That's right. And the turkey hunting, I think most turkey hunters, most of them, not all of them, but most veteran turkey hunters, we like to do it ourselves anyway. I mean, that's the part that's fun. But for a novice turkey hunter, I know, for instance, Samuel's got a good friend that's he's been all over Guatemala, I think. He's hunted all the turkey species. And, you know, he's available to guide if a person needed a guide, I think. So, but when you're actually talking to a potential client, for just say, for instance, that place, you know, you'll find out if he says, you know, well, I've never hunted turkeys. I don't really know anything about it. I'd like to learn. Well, that you'll file that away as that needs to be, he needs someone with him, that particular client, to show him the ropes and take him hunting, right?
No, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. I, again, try to screen the customers from both sides to see who's a good match and a good fit. You know, what people's expectations are, you know, try to plan it so that it's as turnkey and as custom as possible for that person's needs.
Yep. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay. Let's get a little nuts and bolts here, but the hunter, the potential hunter client, if you will, he will deal with you, but he would book and all through the outfitter, right? I mean, that's where he's paying the outfitter for the service. Is that, am I on track with that?
Yeah. I mean, once they decide they're going to book, I actually, most of the outfitters, I collect the deposits for them and I do all of that. I'll do contracts and what have you. But the outfitters are oftentimes do contracts as well. And then we just get everybody connected, get some dates set, get deposits in, and you know, like I said, I liaison with the hunter all the way through, and I always like to follow up after they've done a hunt too, and get their feedback, whether it's positive, which is what I'm hoping, but whether it's also negative or ways to improve for an outfitter, I like to pass that on.
You bet. As far as in the U.S., say, say you want to go antelope hunting, you know, pronghorn antelope, what would be, you know, there's options and many options, I'm sure, but what would be one of the favorite destinations, in your opinion, for someone that wanted to book a, you know, August or September, I guess, antelope hunt?
Well, you know, where I live here in Montana, we have a pretty strong population of antelope, and a number of permits. Non-residents have to draw those tags just like they have to in Wyoming. So Montana and Wyoming are definitely among the more popular, but there's some places where I can guarantee that people will get tags through landowner programs, and New Mexico is the example of that. Between three or four outfitters, I have access to about 60 landowner tags. And New Mexico is pretty unique too, because, you know, they don't get, even though we haven't had winter here in Montana this year, they don't get winter kill on the antelope or any, a lot of their game, because they've just got a more moderate climate. So the antelope down there tend to get some age on them. So as far as trophy antelope go, you know, those areas like Arizona, which is a much tougher draw, and New Mexico, where I can get landowner tags, are extremely popular with my hunters. Those hunts usually fill up a year in advance, sometimes more.
You bet. That area around Springer, New Mexico, I've hunted that area in the past several times. There's so many antelope out in there. That would be a good place to go, and you can, that'd be more or less, if someone didn't have time or didn't take the time to put in for a draw hunt, the landowner permits, that would be an option that maybe they could do this coming year, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's super popular. Like I said, I actually have tried to expand that as much as I can and keep it manageable, because the seasons are short. They're only, at one point they were 2-day seasons, and New Mexico changed those to 3-day seasons and 2 periods. But bottom line, it's kind of a fast and furious hunt. You got to, set up your dates, and you don't pick them. The state, you know, picks those dates. They're state mandated seasons. So we've got to work around a lot of things, but it's a great state if somebody's after the larger antelope and they don't want to, you know, have the inconvenience or hassle or do the homework to put in for what, you know, like a draw.
That's right. One more question, Wade. Say they do want to do the draw in Montana or Wyoming or wherever. You can help them with that too. I'm sure, right?
I can put them in the right direction and explain how it works. I don't do the, I know there's, it's become popular over the last decade or so that, licensing services and drawing services. I don't do that as part of my business. I just don't have, I have the time to do it for volumes of people, and I don't want to cut back my service on other things.
Right. So they can, that's pretty simple deal. It just, you just need to know who to call and what to do. Wade, I really appreciate you being with us. We're about out of time for this segment, but lead folks to Crosshair Consulting online, you know, how they can reach you.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook on just Crosshair Consulting, and then also Instagram. I do have a webpage that's still being revamped right now, but that one is crosshairconsulting.com. And, of course, you can always call me. My number is 406-439-8512.
Wade, thanks a lot, buddy. I know there's a lot of people out there that would like to book a hunt at some distant place and just probably do not know the best way to do it. So thank you a whole lot, and look forward to, you know, getting you to share some information on some future shows. How about that?
I look forward to it. Thank you again.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, Springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.